This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Come in. Put the kettle on. Let's catch up. Over some Milo.
Hello, you are listening to Over Some Milo. I'm Sameya.
I'm Emma.
And I'm Krishna.
And I think we know what we're going to talk about today. It's Thursday. Guess what came out yesterday?
Oh,
I think
Lord.
The third or the fourth to last episode of The Summer I Turned Pretty.
Yeah, it was episode seven.
Seven, thank you.
Yes, seven yes. out of nine.
Right.
Was it eight? I can't
remember. There's a total 11 episodes.
Okay, so I think it was episode eight last night then. Was it?
Yes, ma'am.
I think it
was
so. Anyway,
whatever it was.
Whatever it was.
It was.
There's three left, so yes, eight.
Boom.
It was the episode that. Okay, spoilers, I think, question mark?
Yes.
Yes, spoilers.
If you don't want to listen, just, you know.
Just click
tune
off.
Out.
Yeah, yep. Tune out. But it was the episode that the wedding almost happened.
Yep. Wait, where have you gotten up to?
Okay, full context, I haven't seen a single episode, but I know everything. And today I decided, wait, in order to relate to Emma and Krishna more deeply, I should watch the latest episode.
Mm.
And I did, but then I didn't have time to watch the last 10 minutes, which I think was the most...
The 10 minutes are the best part.
And oh my God.
I'm okay with...
I screamed. I had to explain the whole thing to my mother because she was like, what are you yelling about? And I had to explain the whole thing. And I was like, he told her that he loved her, but she's marrying his brother. And oh my God, he cheated on her. And
too much, bro. No, but I'm willing for you to spoil the last 10 minutes for me. But I watched up to when Jeremiah comes back and he's talking to Belly in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, he's being annoying once
yes.
again. But he's like, I can't even say his name without you getting a look on your face.
Yeah.
He's making, wait, no, what's going on? Oh, Belly's making a sad face. Of course she's going to be upset. And he's like, I hate this. I hate
no,
you.
But
I hate
that,
everyone.
That sequence was the smartest Jeremiah's been in the entire show.
Facts.
But
yeah.
also the worst, because he knew that Belly truly loved Conrad for 4 years. And he just
yeah.
sat on that information because he got her, you know?
And they keep using the words, she picked you, I chose you.
Yeah.
Like she's going eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Yeah.
Like she's, you're not Pokemon and she's not...
Ash Ketchum.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, I hope one of you knows the name because I don't. But yeah, she's not going to be like, Jeremiah, I choose you. Like, that's... How good is that going to make you feel?
Yeah.
She chose you.
His inferiority complex is so strong.
No,
I'm astounded.
He only, agreed to it just because he read Conrad's letter.
Mm. The letter that was meant for Conrad,
yeah. Like, he only just, let it go.
Let
because
it go.
Of that one
like
letter.
Belly.
Oh, yeah.
Because he realized that, it's always been them.
Like
their end game.
Like he knew, but he had to have someone tell him.
The fact that he knew about Christmas, and that's why he picked that fight and cheated on her in Cabo.
Oh, he said, you hung out with my brother. You shared an emotional connection. Let me get in someone else's pants. What?
Twice.
Yeah, that's actually too much. I'm
Every time that Jeremiah was like, there's always going to be a part of him inside your heart, I was like, what about the part of you that was in Lacey, though?
Whoa.
I shouldn't have said that on air.
But, Steven's getting mad at Connor, but he still doesn't know that.
He doesn't know.
I need Jeremiah
Steven,
cheated.
I need Steven and Lauren.
Laura.
I almost called Laurel.
Laura.
I almost called her Laura, and then I was like, that's not her name. And then I went Lauren, and I was like, that doesn't sound right either. I need them to find out that Jeremiah cheated on Belly.
Oh my God.
Because Steven was he was like, Jeremiah's my best friend. And dude, no.
Jeremiah cheated on your little sister. How about that? But I know that we're supposed to be supporting Conrad and hating on Jeremiah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hating on both of them.
Yeah, low-key.
Conrad is selfish. He's being selfish. He had his time and he didn't get it. No need to ruin it now. He just told Belly that he loved her so he could get it out of his conscience.
Mm.
He only went and told Jeremiah to come back so he wouldn't have the guilt of ruining Belly's wedding.
Yeah.
He didn't say it because he wanted Jeremiah to come back. He just didn't want to think back on Belly's wedding day and be like, oh, I've ruined it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's being selfish. He has selfish reasons for what he does. And I understand, oh, that's because he loved the Belly. But I'm sorry. That's not good enough. There's more to life than
I know. It's like been 4 years, bro. Like, is there no one else out there?
Exactly. And even if there is no one else out there, there is more to life than the girl that your brother is marrying. I'm sorry. You can live life without this girl, but you can't live life without a job, without a career, without aspirations.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, you know, you're picking the wrong thing.
I feel like both boys just need to, like, stop and let her think of what she wants.
Let her go to Paris.
Yes, let her figure it out on her own.
Wow, I was on a completely different wavelength. I think Belly needs to die.
What?
What? Who said that?
I think Belly should drop dead.
That's not what I mean. I think Belly needs to leave the picture.
Mm.
Like, she needs to go, I don't like either of you. Goodbye. So they can both live in happily ever after and be friends again. Because nothing is worth ruining a relationship that you were born into. Mm. You chose to know Belly. You didn't choose to be brothers. And I think I think fate is real.
Mm-hmm.
I think that intention is real. And there was something that intended you guys to be brothers, which is a blood bond that you cannot break.
Mm-hmm.
You chose to know Belly. That was a choice. You chose to get with her. Yes, Krishna.
Oh, my God. When Taylor said that this was codependency. Oh, my God.
I was like, clock her.
I love Taylor that has speech. Been my number one from the beginning.
Yeah, I've seen one episode.
I love her.
And I
she
still
has
love Taylor.
Never been so right. It is not love.
And
it
the way
is
that Stephen, the way that Stephen defended Taylor
in front of Belly, I like
in
that.
In front of Belly, and then they're finally together. Okay, the fact that Stephen and Denise kissed, and then they were and like, "Oh, never mind." That was
mutual.
Crack up.
I like the mutual understanding they had there.
Yes,
that was the perfect way to do that plot line.
Mm-hmm.
Because
very peaceful,
yeah,
very like, understanding.
Yeah. I like it was that. Perfect.
Oh my God,
it's the best part of the episode.
Staler
forever. I'm so happy.
I like Steven and I like Taylor.
Yeah,
I don't like Belly, Conrad, or Jeremiah. I'm sorry.
They are testing my patience.
Yeah, no, exactly. Like I know I voluntarily watched that, but why would you act that way?
Yeah.
Intentionally, like on purpose. Like that's. I just don't understand. Why are they being weird?
Okay. If letting go helps the person's life become better, let them go.
I know.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, I was so surprised that it was Jeremiah that broke it off, you know?
And it's not because he's like, oh, you should go be with Conrad. It's because he was like, I'll never be good enough for you. Like,
the inferiority complex
like
goes hard.
He is the victim, but he wasn't always.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he knew.
He pushed himself into the victim's spot.
Yeah.
But also, Conrad has made some bad decisions as well.
Yeah.
I just think that there's... Why are neither of them... Okay, I understand that this is a show about a love triangle.
Yes.
But, like, understand that there are more things in life than this one girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was so happy when she, like, called him out. Like, in the beginning of the episode, when he was like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it, I was drunk. And she went, no, you're lying to me. You meant it. Don't do that to me again, because that's what happened, like, when they broke
up. Yeah.
I don't understand why he proposed when he knew.
Jeremiah, yeah, I know. And he was like, you could have said no. Bruv, you were manipulating her, okay? Like,
they were.
If you wanted her to say no, why did you propose?
Oh. Clocked.
Thank you.
And you left me speechless. And also, when I know that we're not following any sort of timeline or wavelength here, but when Conrad came back to Belly's room after he had found Jeremiah.
Yes.
No, that was manipulation.
That was. The way that Jeremiah was like, you better leave her alone. And Connor was like, totally. And then he just like...
Connor was like...
The first place he went to was Belly's bedroom.
He's like, oh my God. Yeah, like, no, I will. I just have to say one thing. Hey, yeah. I still love you forever. It's not a joke anymore, Conrad.
That was so funny.
I love that voice.
Oh, but the way that Jeremiah's whole, like, he's just such a baby. How he's like, this is the end of things between us. I never want to see you again. I was like, that's your brother.
Exactly.
And that's just some girl.
That's what I'm saying.
I was like, so you're never gonna, you're like, 21, and you're never gonna see your brother again until day you die? What the hell are you on?
I feel like they were close until Belly came.
Yeah, that's the whole point. That's what I'm saying, Belly. You should drop dead and leave them alone. I'm sorry. But freaking Jeremiah No Job has a lot to say about Belly and her aspirations.
Uh-huh.
Like, excuse me. Sorry for being a girl with ambitions.
Okay, I'm going to explain the last bit to you, and like you're going to have a lot to say.
Okay,
this is going to be fun.
I'm so ready.
Okay. Okay, oh my God.
Okay, so,
Emma, stop me off.
Okay, so
I'm up to where Jeremiah's like, when Jeremiah came into the room and blah, 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 they were having a conversation, the wedding's still on, yes, but then all of a sudden it's not on because he became a victim. He created that for himself.
Yes, so that happens and he's like, you can't marry me to erase him, which is a banger of a line.
That's too much.
Yeah. There's the smartest he's ever been, I feel.
Yeah. agreed.
And then basically the wedding's off and he leaves and then she's like there crying and then her mom comes in.
Of course she does.
And then because they had this like code word, like in a different season, like for when Belly like wanted her mom to like save her from something, and it was lemon jelly belly.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
lemon jelly bean.
Something bean.
No, there was lemon and jelly was in there. Lemon jelly bean.
It might have been lemon jelly bean because her parents call her bean.
Yeah.
So it was. So she's like almost crying. Her mom comes in and then they just look at each other and she goes like she's like in tears and she's like lemon jelly bean and then her mom's like oh. My poor baby. Anyway, and then...
If I was the mom, I would have been like, told you so.
Yeah.
But...
No, me too. I would have been like, oh, you poor baby. I told you so.
Yeah.
Because... And then after that, Belly is packing up all of her things and she's leaving the house.
She is going to the airport. And she
is... But before that, it's so sad because she's packing up. She's leaving the keys behind. And you hear these, like, flashbacks to when she was a kid with the boys. And it's, like, their voices, like, calling for her.
That was traumatic.
But she's leaving the house for the last time. And she's lost both of the brothers who she grew up with and were her best friends. And she's leaving all alone. And she's taking a taxi to an airport.
And she no longer has Susanna, just her letter.
She left the letter behind because Laurel had it in the end.
No, I'm saying when she was getting flashbacks.
But she never opened the letter from Susanna because she knew that she, like...
It would say Conrad.
She knew that it wasn't going to be her wedding day. Yeah. Anyway, so they get to the airport and she uses the card, like, her mom got her this, like, AirPoints gift card for her to go to Paris.
Mm.
And she uses it to go to Paris.
That last scene,
she's in the airport line and then Cardigan by Taylor Swift is playing.
Yes. Is it Conrad?
Okay, sorry.
She's in line. I'm going to recreate it for you.
Okay, sorry. There's a performance.
I'll narrate.
Okay. Let me record the performance so we can post it.
Wait. I'm going to like stand up and perform it for you.
Okay.
I'm going to be Belly.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm here with my suitcase. I'm here looking around.
Right.
And it's playing and it's going, and you'd come back to me.
Oh my God.
And you'd come back to me from Cardigan. She looks to her right. And Conrad is sitting in the airport, and he's not looking up, but he's like just like sad, emo hours.
Of course he is.
And then she turns and she starts to walk towards him, and then the episode ends.
Oh, you're joking me. You're actually joking me right now.
I'm not joking you.
I don't like this.
Oh my God,
I almost threw my laptop across the room.
You know what's the worst thing? She has two tickets.
She has two airport gift cards. Because it was meant to be her and Jeremiah going to Paris together.
If she's going to be...
I cannot.
Because he doesn't know that the wedding was called off. Because he left.
Oh!
So he thinks that Belly and Jeremiah are getting married at that exact moment.
And he's just,
in
like,
the airport. He's in emo hours, like...
Oh, yeah, just, like, upset.
Yeah, and his gorgeous outfit. He looked so good during the dress rehearsal. And yeah. His black shirt. Yeah. Damn. Anyway.
yeah, that's relevant.
Yeah, so I feel like people need to know that.
Yeah, just, you know, in case.
But two tickets and this... she's looking
and
at him.
They're the same.
She goes, Cardigan
she,
is playing.
She goes towards him.
Oh, if he gets on that plane with her, I swear to God.
Actually, this is why people watch the show. Okay, yeah. I get it now. I get it.
Okay, okay. I knew I had to watch it as soon as it came out, otherwise I would get spoiled.
This is episode 8 of The Summer I Turned Pretty.
Three more.
But My Life with the Walter Boys season 2 is coming out.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen that one.
It's another love triangle.
Is it, I heard, it's like, I love when I can speak. I've just been going, the whole time. I've heard that My Life with the Walter Boys is just, yeehaw, The Summer I Turned Pretty.
I feel
that's
like
it like
stresses me out less.
Yeah, because it's not that serious. That's because it's Netflix and not Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but that's the truth.
That's a fact.
Yeah. I don't make things up around here. Not around these parts, partner. Okay. In case you didn't understand why I became cowboy.
She makes better decisions than Belly.
Yeah. Also, her whole family died, no? I watched the trailer yesterday, sorry.
Oh. I feel like I knew that.
That's how she moved in with the Water Boys.
Right.
Because her whole family died.
R.I.P.
Perfect. And they're, like, famous or something, I think.
Oh.
Okay. And they're both brothers and...
Yeah. I've seen, like, one, like, screenshot of it. Like, I know nothing.
The way they're... No, I watched both the trailers yesterday. Because I was like, do I want to watch this? Yes or no. The way that they're all brothers, allegedly none of them are, like, adopted. Or, like, nobody said anything about it. Mm. Why are they all different? Why are two of them Asian? Why is one of them a redhead?
Oh, no. Huh? The Asians are their nephews or something.
Oh.
Yeah. They're not adopted.
Okay, because I was so confused. I was like, they're allegedly all brothers. Two of them are Asians. There's a redhead. One is blonde. One has pitch black hair.
Oh, yeah.
Love the variety.
Half of them are adopted. Half of them are her own.
Right, so they're adopted. Or they're her nephews.
What?
The Asian ones.
The Asian ones are nephews, I think.
Right, but then some other ones are adopted and then some other ones.
Which ones are the love interests? It better not be the redhead.
The love interests are her son.
Which ones? Okay,
The love interests are actual brothers, I think.
Those other people are just
and
pictures?
No, because there's like 12 of them or something.
This what?
Yeah. No, she's not in love with all 12. She's not in love with all 12 brothers.
Wait, who has 12? Wait, why are there 12?
Okay, hold on.
I think
that watch the trailer.
There's like 12 kids living in one house, and they're all boys, and there's like one girl, I think.
Here's the difference. The both boys hated each other even before the girl came because the older brother cheated on the younger brother's girlfriend.
Oh, wait, they're ugly.
What the hell? Girlfriend. What the hell? Can you explain this to me? I don't know.
The older brother is Blondie.
Yeah, Blondie. I know that. Blondie and then the sweet-looking little boy.
Okay. So the sweet-looking boy had a love interest, had a girlfriend.
So he's 13. Why is there a baby?
Okay, calm down.
Why are they holding babies? Who got married?
Wait, let me see.
That's AI.
Oh, lol.
Emma, you fell for AI.
And the Blondie hooked up with the little brother's girlfriend.
Right.
So now the both brothers hate each other. Well, technically, the little brother hates the big brother.
So why do they always hate each other?
Why is the quality of the show so weird?
Okay, I'll spoil this for you guys.
Okay, spoil season one because I don't want to watch it.
Okay, season one, okay. Little brother, they're both love interests of the girl and the girls. You know.
Yeah.
The normal love triangle. the little brother starts dating the girl. And then in the last episode, the big brother and the girl kiss.
Stop. So it's just a similar
while
attempt,
the guy's drunk and sleeping on his bed.
Stop that. Wait, who's drunk? The younger brother?
The younger brother.
Oh.
He's
I don't
drunk
like
and
this.
He's sleeping on his bed. He's a love interest of someone else. She finds a teapot put
a
together.
Teapot?
Okay, so a teapot is a memory of her best friend that, you know, died.
Oh.
Her sister.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah. It got broken. The older brother fixed it for her and he kept it inside his cupboard. She found it and then she went to the barn where he's fixing the car. And then she got emotional and they start kissing and like actual making out.
Okay.
And then in the morning she left to New York. Oh, without telling about
an icon.
Because she's like a New Yorker and she came to a farm boy family.
Yeah.
What I'm thinking is kind of unrelated to the plot line. Why are they struggling for money, but then chose to have, like, 12 boys?
They're not all hers!
But they chose to have them all in their house.
Yeah, like, if they're not all hers, hey, we're struggling for money, let's adopt 3 children.
No, let's tell them.
That's because they're way too nice.
No, but, like...
Are they stupid?
It's not about being nice, it's about, like, who... Did somebody come up to you and be like, adopt these kids or else?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because how do you go, hey, like, we're really struggling for money, but by choice, let's go to an adoption center and apply to adopt 3 children.
You know those type of people who don't know how to say no?
That's not someone asking them, hey, do you want to adopt children?
They
this is them
went
going,
there.
We're broke as hell. But you know what would make that better?
You know, okay, what?
More children.
Okay, I think I'm wrong. Half of them are not theirs. They're not even adopted.
Then how are they
in
the house?
In there?
So there's 3 boys are hers, 1 girl is hers, and then the others, I don't know who they are.
There's a girl. Didn't you just tell me there were 12 brothers?
There's
yeah,
a girl
there's
as well.
There's one girl.
Why didn't she just get the girl? That's so many
she's
problems.
She's like my 7-year-old cousin.
Okay, nobody told me that.
No, the daughter is actually hers. Like, the 2 brothers have a sister.
Yeah.
And you want them
brothers.
To date the sister? Emma, what the hell?
I didn't know she was 7.
Sorry, and the oldest
so wait, wait,
thinking
stop.
About Belly and
the
how...
7 is the only part that's wrong. Are you not hearing this? I said, the 2 brothers that are in love with the same girl have a sister, and you said, why don't they date the sister?
No, why doesn't the girl date the sister?
Oh, what? No, she's 7.
That's what I'm saying.
So close.
No.
The solution was so close yet so far.
Okay, the oldest one that gets married is adopted, but that's when they had no kids, you know?
Right.
And the other 2 are the nephews.
And then they thought, let's keep going with this.
Yeah.
See, why would you do that?
Because people are just 2 and...
No, thank you. Let's not speak about this one. I just... Yeah. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Too much.
Yeah.
If I see another brother love triangle show... Whether it's cowboy...
Yeah, I've already got Vampire Diaries and The Summer I Turned Pretty. That's all
you?
I need.
Exactly. No more vampire shows. I don't need any other love triangle shows, whether it's Yeehaw, whether it's Beach Vibes, whether the next one's going to be Fall Vibes. I'm not doing it.
Or whether you're a werewolf, I don't care.
Yeah, you can be a werewolf, a vampire, a sea shanty. Wait, is that a real thing? I might have been.
You can't be a sea shanty.
No, you can't. I mean, what? Siren. A siren, not a shanty. That's not what I meant.
Or whether you're the bad boy and she's the soft girl, whatever.
Yeah, like, I'm done. I'm done with these tropes. I can't do it.
You guys are the reason you guys give me high blood pressure.
Yeah, I know I'm watching this by choice, but there's nothing else actually to watch. So please come out with something better. And something that doesn't make me want to bash my head against the wall. And then maybe my mental health will get better. Thank you.
You know the originals?
No.
Yeah. Have you guys watched it?
No, I'm going to watch it after I finish The Vampire
Apparently
Diaries.
It's much better than The Vampire Diaries.
Probably.
Yeah, probably is.
And
a
it
lot
has
of
no
things...
love triangle.
Because there's no brother love triangle, yeah.
I think a lot of things are better than Vampire Diaries.
Oh, there is. He marries the girl, but his brother...
Don't tell me! I'm going to watch it! I hate people like
you. No, but
yeah, Krishna, we hate people like you.
No, that's actually not that bad. It's not as intense.
Okay. Don't tell me.
He knows his brother loves her, that he just gets married for their daughter.
Emma said, don't
what
tell me.
What is going on?
Krishna, stop. You're going to tell us
stop
the whole
telling
show.
Me. I already know too much about
Wait,
Vampire Diaries.
Before Krishna actually spoils everything, every media on Earth to us, I think we have to clock out. This is Sime. Okay. Krishna, no more spoilers. We
no
stop
spoilers.
It.
I'm just thinking.
Thinking of anything
stop
else
thinking.
You'd like to tell the people.
Hi, when do you have your mocks?
Nah, I can't talk about this. This is Sameya,
Emma,
and Krishna,
over and out.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.